Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 4, 6 to 12. Romans chapter 4, verse 6 to 12. This is what David meant when he spoke of the happiness of the person whom God accepts as righteous, apart from anything that person does. Happy are those whose wrongs are forgiven, whose sins are pardoned. Happy is the person whose sins the Lord will not keep account of. Does this happiness that David spoke of belong only to those who are circumcised? No. Indeed, it belongs also to those who are not circumcised. For we have quoted the scripture, Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. When did this take place? Was it before or after Abraham was circumcised? It was before, not after. He was circumcised later, and his circumcision was a sign to show that because of his faith, God had accepted him as righteous before he had been circumcised. And so Abraham is the spiritual father of all who believe in God and are accepted as righteous by him, even though they are not circumcised. He is also the father of those who are circumcised, that is, of those who, in addition to being circumcised, also live the same life of faith that our father Abraham lived before he was circumcised. My theme for reflection is the blessing of faith and imputed righteousness. The blessing of faith and imputed righteousness. In Romans 4, 6 to 12, the Apostle Paul speaks about the profound blessing that comes through faith, showing how both Abraham and David experienced righteousness through belief, not by their deeds. This righteousness is given to us through faith alone, bringing a state of blessedness beyond our understanding. Paul illustrates this blessed state by referring to Abraham, whose faith was counted to him as righteousness. Despite his circumstances, Abraham's belief in God's promises secured him an eternal inheritance. It wasn't his works but his unwavering faith that brought him righteousness. Similarly, David speaks of the blessedness of those whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Romans 4, 7-8. This imputed righteousness means our sins are forgiven, covered, and will not be counted against us. It is a permanent state of grace, assuring us of eternal life. Such a blessing is beyond human achievement. It is a divine gift through faith in Jesus Christ. My dear friends, today we are called to reflect on the depth of our blessedness in Christ. In a world that often measures worth by achievements and works, Paul's message is a powerful reminder that our righteousness before God is based solely on faith. This assurance frees us from the pressure to earn God's favor and allows us to live in the joyful security of his grace. Understanding that our sins are forgiven and that we are declared righteous through faith should inspire gratitude and peace. It invites us to a life of praise and thanksgiving, recognizing that our eternal security is a gift from God, not a result of our own efforts. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does understanding that your righteousness is imputed through faith alone change your perspective on your relationship with God and your daily life? Number two, In what ways can you express gratitude for the blessing of imputed righteousness and the assurance of eternal life? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the incredible gift of imputed righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ. We praise you for the assurance that our sins are forgiven and will not be counted against us. Help us to live in the joyful security of this blessing, continually expressing our gratitude through our words and actions. Strengthen our faith and remind us daily of the profound grace we have received. And may our lives reflect the blessedness of those who are justified by faith alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.